You use that expression, you know, if you died, you said kicked out.
Okay.
And if you're a fellow that is considered sort of stingy with his money, well, then you call him a tightwad.
Yeah. Okay, he said, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Yeah, what is the matter with him?
Yeah, or what he died.
What he died with.
Okay. A place where people are buried, you call that the...
graveyard. Never heard of the word cemetery until I got up nearly grown, and they were then around the towns, you know, cities. Each city had a cemetery, a public cemetery, but the rest of the burying grounds was called graveyards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my father and my mother is buried down here in one, I guess it's 200 years old.
Gosh.
A country graveyard.
Uh-huh.
But it's well taken care of now.
Yeah.
Used to be a thing of the past. Honeysuckle vines and everything else grew up all over.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last 7 years, we've been able to get a man a hold of it as a caretaker that's got it in good shape.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, sometimes on someone's farm, you might have two or three family graves on the farm.
Well, that was considered a private graveyard.
I see. Okay. And the box that people are buried in, what do you call that?
Well, called caskets nowadays, they call them coffins when I was a child.
Okay.
Because they were made out of walnut material those days.
Mm-hmm.
Good solid wood. Now they're made out of a pine box covered with some kind of material.
Mm-hmm.
And the chances are that there's holes in that board you use to make this box you can stick your finger through. I'd make them out of the cheapest material they can find.
Yeah.
Then cover them with all this fancy cloth, you see.
Yeah.
I don't care so much about the coffin and the casket that I'm in.
Yeah.
But I want them, when they put me away, to put me in a metal vault. And we used to, when you use this old wood coffin, they're made out of first class materials.
Mm-hmm.
And they used a cedar box to put in the bottom of the grave and then set this coffin in there. Nowadays, you know, they use a metal vault. If you don't use a metal vault, they use sections of corrugated metal that they just sit down over this box, you know, didn't feel, you know.
I see. Okay, you say he was a very important man. Everybody turned out for his...
Everybody turned out for his funeral.
Okay. And people are all dressed in black, you say that they're in...
in mourning.
Okay, any other expression? Like if they just completely lose control of themselves?
Well,
really worked up?
Yeah, they refer to those kind of people as of an exciting nature. That is easy disturbed, you know, emotional. Easily to get upset over anything.
Okay, say on an average day, someone asks you how you feel, and you might answer, oh,
fairly well, or something like that.
Okay. And say children are out late, and your wife is getting a little bit excited, you might say, oh, they'll get home all right, just don't.
Yeah, settle down, they'll get home all right.
Or just tell them, now just don't.
Just don't worry about it.
Okay. When you're getting old and that disease of the joints, what do you call that?
Arthritis, or rheumatism. It was rheumatism when I was a boy. Today it's arthritis.
Okay. This is a sore throat that... children used to die from this. It was, it'd chuck up in the night. And around World War I, they'd give people the shit.